people need to reach out, and you know, if they want to really get involved, that's how you do it. Hammond for Nevada, and I'll get you hooked up with the right folks.
Hey, Scott, always good. We'll do it again soon. My good friend, Scott Hammond, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again, Kevin.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Every time Megan Barth is on the radio with me, it lights it up. Folks are so energized listening to her talk about policy and things like that. We'll do that and a whole lot more. You get to hear from Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the brand new site, which is really good, the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 232, as we check out conditions on area freeways right now, there is a crash. It's on that freeway transition ramp past Allegiant Stadium. That's Interstate 15 southbound past Russell. It's consuming the left lane there, so you're going to want to work your way to the right lane. Also, moderate flows on the Beltway right now. 215 east at Gillespie, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. But you're extremely slow as you try to squeeze your way through the two lanes available downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. That's both directions between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515. And overnight road work on the ramp 15 north at Tropical Parkway.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball playing a ton of games in a short amount of time. It might be wearing them out just a bit. Playing at San Diego State yesterday, they fall by an 82-55 score in the loss. Bryce Hamilton, 23 points. UNLV, they will get back at it when they play at Colorado State coming up on Friday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up a 1-0 win against the Capitals yesterday as Robin Lehner stops all 34 shots that he faces. Michael Amadio scoring the only goal of the game. Golden Knights on a back-to-back. They match up against the Hurricanes coming up tonight. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. I had a chance to visit earlier with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, and we were talking about all the money that's floating around in the political system. Adam Laxalt just announced $1.35 million raised. We've got big money from Sheriff Joe Lombardo. And we also, believe it or not, Steve Sisolak has raised $4.45 million in the year 2021. And I asked him what, I asked her what she made of Sisolak's big haul of $4.45 million.
Yeah, that number will go a lot higher. At the time of that report, which was late last week, there were no filings with the Secretary of State's office, so I couldn't see what those numbers looked like as far as where those numbers came from. However, if it's similar to Catherine Cortez Masto fundraising haul of about $3 million, four out of five of her donors were from out of state.
Wow.
So is it Nevadans? Right. So is it Nevadans that are driving these numbers behind Steve Sisolak? The Nevadans I talked to, a majority of them aren't fans of Steve Sisolak because of the shutdowns, because of the lockdowns, because of the attack on small businesses, because of his never-ending emergency powers and mandates that have been spawned from those powers. So business owners I've talked to, employees that I've talked to, hospitality workers that I've talked to, they're not a big fan of his, so I'm not sure where he's getting that money.
Exactly. Are you surprised at the amount of money that we have seen? Sheriff Joe has raised a bunch of dough. We've seen, Adam Laxalt, who we talked to yesterday, has raised a bunch of money as well. Do you find that the numbers are elevated, at least at this point in the race?
They seem elevated, yes, and they're even breaking records. So with Lombardo's recent haul of, I think it was $3 some odd million, I mean, that breaks all records in the history of fundraising for that position up until Governor Sisolak posted his numbers. So these are record-breaking numbers when you look at the data. I am surprised by it because not only is it record-breaking, it's huge sums of money, and we are still many months away from the primary, as well as many months away from the general.
Indeed. In fact, Adam Laxalt, who we talked to yesterday, he hauled in $1.35 million in quarter number four. I want to ask you about one candidate that I know you sat down with, and we talked about it a little bit last week, and that is Dr. Fred Simon. I'm curious what you think of Dr. Fred Simon. A lot of people that I've talked to that have interviewed him, that have seen him in person at campaign events, very, very impressed with this guy.
He's an impressive man. You know, for a non-politician to have solutions to societal and economic and political problems, he's very well-versed. He has a ton of solutions. I mean, I sat down with him. Our interview was 70 minutes. That's 7-0.
Wow.
The longest interview I've ever conducted. But he's really that knowledgeable, and he's really that detailed. If you read my article at the Nevada Globe, or if you look on YouTube for the governor's debate out of Reno, I can't remember how many. I think there were a few hundred guests at the Reno debate between the governors or governor candidates. He placed second behind Joey Gilbert, and Joey Gilbert is a household name in Reno. I mean, you fly into Reno Airport, you see Joey Gilbert's face right when you fly, you know, right in the waiting area there at the gates. So he's very well known in Reno, not so much in Clark County. So he won the debate in the straw poll, but not by many points. And Fred Simon came in second. I see him as an outsider to politics because he is an outsider to politics, but he has some very unique as well as pointed solutions, like I said, to the many problems that Nevada faces.
Can an outsider win? I mean, and you've been following this thing for a lot of years. Can an outsider win in a crowded field like the governor's race?
Well, it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have name ID, and you need to have a pretty good sized war chest in order to get your name out there. That's what war chests give these candidates, these unknown candidates specifically. You know, they can have the money that it takes in order to put up billboards and do commercials, you know, TV commercials, TV spots, and really kind of plaster, you know, their names from up and down the state of Nevada. You know, the publishers of the Nevada Globe really had no idea how big Nevada is. And once you get here, you realize, wow, it's 17 counties spread across many, many miles. And it makes it very difficult for an unknown candidate to cover all of that territory when he doesn't have the name ID or perhaps the political background and skills that is needed to fundraise. You know, these fundraising numbers are easier for folks that and politicians that have been accustomed to fundraising. I mean, once you get elected, you still continue to fundraise for your next campaign. So it's a nonstop funnel that you're trying to fill in order to, you know, run your next race. So for people like Fred Simon or even like Sheriff Stan Hoyt or candidate Stan Hoyt for sheriff, they don't have any experience fundraising. So it really takes them, it's a skill, and it really takes them some time in order to get their campaign legs under them and start, you know, running a solid race.
And in fact, I've seen some candidates that have raised in the range of $220,000. I think Joey Gilbert raised $222,000. Is that going to make it difficult if you're not amassing $1, 2, and 3 million into some of these races, in particular the statewide races, that it's going to be difficult for you to compete?
It is going to be difficult, but I always hearken back to the race in California, the gubernatorial race in California. And that race was between Jerry Brown, who obviously had name ID throughout California, and Meg Whitman, who obviously had name ID throughout not only California, but she was the head of eBay at the time. She was the CEO of eBay. She outraised Jerry Brown in money, whereby she put in a lot of her own money. I think it was $150 million gubernatorial race. $150 million, I think, was the final total that she raised. She still lost.
Let me just ask.
Jerry Brown raised less.
Can I ask you, and this falls into the same thing, the idea of self-funding. Any of these candidates that can self-fund, I know we've talked to Guy Nora and folks like that, are there going to be a bunch of candidates that self-fund?
There have been. I know that Stan Hoyt, candidate for sheriff, has put in some of his own money. Guy Nora, as you mentioned, gubernatorial candidate for governor, has put in their own money. And there are some others that have put in some of their own money. They're investing in their own campaigns, and that should be expected. But what is alarming, as you point out, is, for example, the candidate for sheriff, Kevin McMahill, no experience in fundraising whatsoever, has raised $1.3 million for his campaign. That is very surprising for a candidate that has no experience fundraising and for a candidate who has no political experience. And so, you know, he's likely relying on Lombardo's recommendations or referrals because he was kind of endorsed, if you will, and encouraged to run by Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's now running for governor.
It'll be interesting to see how all these races play out. And in particular, if we end up with candidates who are self-funding, and if they push themselves over the finish line, we'll talk about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in just a matter of minutes. He's pacing nervously in the green room. He's aching to get to the microphone. He is Wayne Allen Root. He'll join you at 3:05. I promised you I'd bring you the story, courtesy of my friend, gentleman Jim Dallas, who's been following this story, this bizarre story in New Mexico. They, like us here in Southern Nevada, have a teacher shortage. It's for a variety of reasons, which we can get into. And Jim, this is a novel way of approaching the teacher shortage that they're gonna try in New Mexico. What is it?
Well, they're going to be asking National Guard members and state employees to become certified so they could fill in as substitute teachers because of the teacher staffing shortages that they have going on there. Now, when you and I think of a National Guard member, we think of somebody who has a full-time job, probably a mechanic or somebody. Maybe somebody in the fire department, and they want to give back to their community, make a couple of extra bucks, and they have to show up maybe once every few weeks, and then they go out and try to, you know, put out fires or things like that, like they did in those cities last year. But nope, this time they are asking, initially there will be 50 National Guard members that will participate. And the licensing fees are going to be waived for them. They're going to add another 50 later on down the road. And they're even asking state employees and giving them time off from the regular jobs so they can kind of fill the void because they can't get enough teachers in there.
And every year here in the Clark County School District, we have between 800 and 900 teachers that are absent. They don't exist. We have a teacher shortage of about 800 to 900 every year. Is this the way to fix that?
Well, there's that, and again, there have been complaints for many years that they just don't make enough money, and that's another thing that the governor of New Mexico, Michelle Grisham, is doing. She's proposing a 7% raise across the board for education personnel, and increasing the minimum educator salary levels to $50,000, $60,000, and $70,000. That's a 20% increase.
Now you're talking some dough.
That's a real carrot to dangle out there in front of people.
That is amazing. We'll follow that, and we'll see if maybe there is some interest on the part of Governor Sisolak to follow suit and call up the National Guard, put them in the classrooms.
Hey, they're out there.
I know. Thanks, man.
You bet.
More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal
minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint Smart Home Security System and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's